We're on? Okay. Today is Daf Mem Aleph and Vav Basra. We'll start by the Mishnah. Okay. We had spoken about previously and often that for a chazaka, at least Pasha Pshat, this Mishnah is talking about a cheskas karkos. For a chazaka and karkos, you need 3 years. But as we mentioned all the time, you need 3 years plus you need a taina. Where do we get the source? Where's the source that you need a chazaka with a taina? It's from this Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kol chazaka she'eni mataina, any chazaka, we'll talk about that, those words in a minute, Kol chazaka she'eni mataina, ain't a chazaka. It's not considered a chazaka unless you have a claim to go along with the chazaka. Mishnah gives an example. Ketzad, what would be a case where it would not be a chazaka? Amar lo. So the ma'arer, or the balakarka, comes to the machzik and says, Ma'ata okseh b'sof shali, what are you doing in my land? Who omar lo, and the machzik says back to the balakarka, I don't know. I saw this land. I sat there. No one said anything to me. That's not a claim. You have to somehow said. You have to somehow to support your chazaka. You need a claim to explain where how the property got to your rishus. So you can't just say shalom aliyadavar olam. That's ain't a chazaka. But if you say shemachartali, you sold it to me. Shenasatali b'matana, you gave it to me as a present. Avicha mecharali, your father sold it to me. Avicha desanali b'matana, or your father gave it to me as a present. Then harizo chazaka. That is considered a chazaka because there you have a claim going along with the you have a taina going along with the chazaka. But next the Mishnah says though, habam mishum yerusha. If I'm machzik a field for 3 years and I'm towing that it was my father's, and now I'm machzik it for 3 years, right? Meaning it einot sarok taina. In that instance, before I forget, I'm sorry. Today's shitaf. And this whole week of the week of this week, September 27th, is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal in memory of Shlomo Ben Tzvi. Neshama should have Shlomo. No, that'd be bad. It's either I have written down Shlomo Ben Tzvi. I apologize if I have the name wrong. Right. So for Boy Yerusha in a short time, if I'm massacred on the field for 3 years. And I'm towing that it belonged to my father, then I don't need a taina. We keep the karka in the hands of the muchzak. He doesn't have to bring a raya how he got the land from his father. Because a person, how the land got to which his father's field, hands. Because a person's not bucky in how his father got to, he just proves that say he may need one day proof that it belonged to his father, and then he sat there for 3 years, that's enough. Okay, so the Mishnah, busy Mishnah. It's a busy Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Kol chazaka she'enu mataina. What type of chazaka are we talking about? So you look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Kol chazaka she'enu mataina, bein chesed gimel shanim karkos u'botim ve'ilanos. Talk about any chazaka of gimel shanim. And bein cheskes yom echad. And also cheskes yom echad. What's a cheskes yom echad according to Rashbam? Hizal Shitasa, who says a cheskes tashmishin is automatic after 1 day, but it needs a taina. Remember, there was a four-way machlokas about how a cheskes tashmishin would work. 1 day with a taina, 1 day without a taina, 3 years with a taina, 3 years without a taina. Right? So he says 1 day with a taina. Bein cheskes gimel shanim karkos u'botim ve'ilanos. Bein cheskes yom echad kigon hanat amin la'el. Achzik lahur de v'chule. V'ka'amar letzarich letaun me'ezekol hichzikbo. You have to claim from you have to make a claim to state where the power came from that you're machzikit. Hilka kabon the tani tana samalia. If you make a good claim, shabedin yar lekarkazeh, that you came into the karkar al pidin, umitokach hiksik vakashira chazaka shem rachamim, and you sat there or you held on to it for the requisite amount of time, bezesh shasek lomicha havi chazaka, then you can say, then you have a chazaka. But you see, the Rashbam says clear that we're talking about a cheskas gimel shanim and a cheskas tashmishin, which requires a claim as well. But like I mentioned before, the Ramban and the Malchamos, he says the cheskes tashmishin does not apply here because you don't need a taina for a cheskes tashmishin. It's more along the lines of a cheskes metatlin. So does this talk about a cheskes metatlin? Do you need a taina for a chazaka of metatlin? I think Menachem mentioned this when he did the introduction to the parak. For a cheskes metatlin, most, if not everybody, except I heard that there's a ksos that may argue, but most that everyone says if I have metatlin, if I have a movable property, there's no need for a taina to claim that it's mine. Why? So the Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Kaf Ches explains. He says, "V'hadlo amru hachi b'metatlin." On Kaf Ches, he's explaining our Mishnah. He says that there's no din of having to have a taina when it comes to metatlin. Ela harei hein b'cheskas hatafus behen. They are in the chazak of the person who's holding on to them. Okay, because of course, if we didn't see, you didn't see me grab the pen from your hand. The pen is now in my hand. Apa pisha ain't in my tvisa taina, even if there's no taina. Hasan lefisha kvar yatsam yishos rishon, sharizet tapas behem. If you're grabbing onto it, you're toughest by it. What does that mean? We don't assume that people are going to love him. So that the holding onto the item in and of itself is sufficient for the cheskas tashmishin. Right? That's the famous difference between metalklin and tashmishin. So you see here, according to Rashbam at least, the chazak we're talking about here is a cheskas karkos and a cheskas tashmishin, but it is not for a cheskas metalklin. Okay? Now there's another machlokas we've shown him. We say here that it's not a chazaka in Moitaina is not a chazaka. So there's a machlokas we've shown him as to whether or not if there's no chazaki here, can the ma'ara now be mochi this property? Look about the land. Can he be mochi the property from the alleged muhsak, right? Or do we say no? So some say that that even though there's no chazaka, you're not mochi because the guy himself has to bring rayas that it belongs to him. There's no chazaki here. But there's no raya on the sides of the marikama, but there are others who say no. He comes with a tainas bari. What are you doing on my field? So then the guy doesn't give a good taina. Then it automatically goes to the ma'arer. Fine. So the question is brought down by Yecheskel Abramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel as to what is the deficiency. We have a chazaka she'ein motaina. If you have a chazaka she'ein motaina, doesn't mean there's just no chazaka. It's gone. It's nothing. If you don't have the claim, there's no chazaka. Or does it mean there is a chazaka, but you're just missing an aspect to allow it to work? So he says it's clear that it means that you're just missing something that allows it to work. Because if no taina meant there's no chazaka, then how could you have the case of Abba Mishra Mirusha in its sarach taina? So what it means, if you don't have a taina, there is a chazaka here, but it's just missing a point. If you come back with a taina, we'll see that in a minute. Some say that it may work if you're closer. You come back with a taina, then it would work. Because if it didn't, if chazaka she'ino taina meant there was no chazaka, it would be impossible going to Chazon Yecheskel for a bami b'tok Yerusha to gain the property without a taina. Because if you say without a taina there's no chazaka, then what's the chazaka that he has here? Okay. So the Gemara, we just said that you need to make a chazaka, has to have a taina with it. Gemara says pshita. It's pashut. If you don't have a taina, what koach are you coming to hold on to the land? So mao de tema, you may have thought to say. Let's hold the cup for a second. Mao de tema, hai gabra mizban zamle hai ara. You would have maybe have said, listen, this guy who's a machzik in the karka really did buy the karka from the ma'arer. Ushtar habile, and he had a shtar, the irkas, but he lost it. Bahadik amr hachi, and the reason why he didn't say, I had a shtar and I lost it, Chosaber, he thought, Iyamina Mizban Zavin Lehayara, if I say I really bought this property from you, then Amrli Achvoy Starach, Starach, Starach. He would say, show me the star. My guy obviously didn't learn Bava Basra because he doesn't realize he has a Chazaka after 3 years. So Amrli Achvoy Starach. So Hilkach, maybe you would say, Lemele Anan Dilma Starach Havil Irkas. Do we may say to him in court, wait a second. Maybe you had a star and you lost it. Uki gonzep sach pichal elim, and this is like open the mouth of the mute, right? Sach pichal elim who kamash malan, that we don't open the mouth for him. He has to make the claim. So if he doesn't make the claim, we don't open his mouth. We don't open the mouth for him. So the Rashbam here, right? Rashbam says kamash malan, right? If he makes a claim, he makes a claim. And if he doesn't make the claim, we don't make the claim. But if he says, no one said anything to me. And then he changes, the Rashbam says, and says, you know what? I bought it, but I lost a star. That's okay. The Rashbam says, so he's not machish. No one said anything to me. That could be a true statement. I bought it from you. And I lost the star. Those aren't contradictory statements. So if he changes his tune, then he would be believed. However, there are Rishonim that bring down, and I think it's the Tosas Rid brings down that it's only if he didn't leave Beis Din. If he left Beis Din and then changes the claim, then he's got a problem because maybe he saw a smart person outside who told him to change the claim. It's only in Beis Din if he changes the claim. Okay. Now we're going to have two cases of. Potential chazakas. Okay? Rav Anon Shakal Bidka Be'are. Okay? Rav Anon had a property next to somebody else, and there was a flood. And there was a gate. You know, the good fences make good neighbors. There was a fence between the two, between the two properties, and the flood came and knocked down the fence. Rav Anan then gets up and rebuilds the fence, and unknowingly, according to what we've shown him, he puts the fence completely, or for the most part, he shifts the border, and the fence is now on his neighbor's property, meaning he's expanded his property line. The surveyor didn't do a good job. So Rav Anan shakal b'dikei b'ari, right, he had this fence in his land. Uzzel, I'm going to just read the from the Hagos Abach, Uzzel ahadar guda ba'ari dechaver. He ended up putting up the fence on the karka of his friend, of the neighbor. So now, after a while, I guess the neighbor recognizes that the fence is on his property, and either he wants to be paid. I'm not sure what he's being asked. What's the relief he wants? He wants to be paid, or he wants him to knock down the fence and build it somewhere and build it back on the right border. So Asla Kamid Rav Nachman, Amrle, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Anan, Zila Hadar, you have to either give him the money or you have to put the fence back to where it belongs. Take down the fence and put it back. So Rav Anan says, wait, what are you talking about? Baha Chazikili, I have a chazaka. So I wasn't sure how to read this Gemara. I looked in the back over here and there are ten ways how to read the Gemara. So I figured any way I read it may be right. Because I got to fit into one of the ten. What? Sorry? Well, we'll see. We'll see what the Rashbam and Tosfos say. Baha Aksikle. He says, I built, look at the Rashbam, I Aksike, Shabanisi Kotel Al Piv. I went to put it up, and he agreed with me to put it up. Yeah, put it up here originally. He said, put it here. Right? Bitsabaso, in his command, the other command, the Asabisiga Guda. He came and he helped me build a fence. Ukamanda Armali, it's as if he said to me, Chazok Bekani Dami, go make a kingdom in this property. The cave and Shal Piv, see, since I did this, right, this is by his command. I've been here for a day or two. In other words, it's adverse possession to the tenth degree. He did it right in his face. It was hostile right to his face. See, that's my chazaka, he says. So yeshi mataina, I have a taina because I did it right in front of him. He didn't say anything. Right? The other guy says, no, I didn't give it to you, and you weren't here for Shnei Chazaka. So he says, I have a Chazaka because I did it right in front of his face. So Amalei, so Rav Anan says back, so Rav Nachman says back to Rav Anan, Kiman, who are you holding like? Are you holding like Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Are you holding like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is in our Mishnah. I guess it's before we explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah says it's the Gimel Shana is only for the case of Aspanya. A year to get there, a year to get back, a year to come be Mocha. But really, if it's right in front of your face, according to that understanding of Yehuda, the Chazaka would be immediately. Or are you holding like Rabbi Yishmael, right? The Amar Ko Befanav La'altar Habi Chazaka. Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that if you hold the field right in front of his face, it's a Chazaka immediately. Rashbam says to Rabbi Yishmael, he says, Rashodi Masnisim. The Tali time of the Gimel Shana, so that's Rabbi Yehuda, David Bespamya, or Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, because he says Tanur Bana Ma'aseh Bada Mechmas Pata Chalos the Chasher Shutvin, right? Both of and the Chazaka Mishum Nesfili Befanav Altar Rabbi Chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Altar as a Chazaka. You're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. We don't paskin that way. Let's Hilchasak Masayu. We the Halacha is not like them. Right? The Halacha is like Rabbanan who says the Chesed Gimel Shanim is Gimel Shanim. So you can't tell me you have a Chazaka on that property where the wall was built. You weren't there long enough. So then he says, okay, it's a question whether he says a new claim now, or this is part of the first claim, Machlokas bin Rashbam and Tosos, but he says, Armalei, va'ochil, the asa b'sai b'guda b'hadei. Well, he was mochel on the property, because he built it with me. He was mochel, right? Rashbam says, va'ochil, va'yeshli taina b'adoi shekunali akarka, the yeshli edim sharosh haim b'sayali libnos akosel. I have edim that saw him help me build the wall. So he's mochel his property to me. So I don't know what the Havamina is. So Amalei Rav Nachman is back to him. We're talking about Mechil Batosi. It was a mistake. At the time, he thought that it was on the right spot. Right, Mechil Batosi. Aguvach Ihabayadat Loavot. Even if you yourself were on a knew that this was not your property, you wouldn't have built the wall there. You made a mistake also. So Hechi Daat Lohabayada. Who Nami Lohabayada? So just like he doesn't, you didn't know he was supposed to know. He also didn't know. He made a mistake. That's not considered a Mechila. It's a Mechil Batos. Whole brua with the Rishonim, how Mechil Batos works, what does it mean? Also, a lot to talk about there. So therefore, according to this, you don't have a Chazaka, there's no Mechila, take down the wall. So my question was, if the Pshat is, maybe it's a silly question, if the Pshat is that you have to take down the wall, because it seems that's what he says, Rav Nachman says, Ahadar, you have to give back the wall, give back the place. If you have to take down the wall, don't we have a concept of like the Kanas HaShavim? Right? If you put the beam into the wall, we say you pay it instead of taking it down because it's a massive expense to take down the whole house to give back the beam. So here you built a fence. Maybe you built a fence out of expensive material. I don't know. Does Takanos HaShavim apply in this case? I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the question is a good question or not. Okay. So next case, similar case. It's funny. I saw in the Chashuk Echemet, they brought down a case from Rav Zilberstein. So the case was as follows. You had a guy. There's a shul in the neighboring Yerushalayim. It's called the Napoleon Shul. Why is it called the Napoleon Shul? It's called the Napoleon Shul because there used to be a currency called the Napoleon, and it was a Misa that happened where it was a guy who borrowed 15 Napoleon from a wealthy guy. He borrowed the money from a wealthy guy, and he came to pay back the wealthy guy the 15 Napoleon, and he paid it back when the wealthy guy was learning. So he took it, he put it in his Gemara, and he kept on learning. A couple of days later, he comes back and says, "Pay me back." He didn't pay me back. He must have forgotten because he was so engrossed in his learning. So he says, "No, I paid you. So they came, it's a milvah b'peh, they came to the dayan. The dayan says, "Okay, you take a shvu that you paid and you're done." So the bar says, I'm not taking a shvu. So he says, "Okay, you're not taking a shvu, you gotta pay him back again." So he goes, he collects, he ends up paying him back again. Comes Pesach time, so the wealthy guy is now cleaning out his gemaras, and he finds the money. He says, "Oh, you pay me back." So he goes back, he goes, "Here's the money, you paid me back twice, I can't keep it." So he says, "I can't take it back. I already had yeyush on the money. It's not mine, I already had yeyush." So the rich guy, they go back to the dayan, and they say, "You know what to do with it? Give the money to the shul. 15 Napoleon was a lot. They built the shul, became the Napoleon shul based on the money." Question was, now this wealthy guy was supposed to be an aide. Is he considered a goslin in this case because he stole the money that really didn't belong to him? So Zilberstein proves from this case, and the next case also, that no, he's not, because it was a mistake. All these cases, you have on the next case of Kahana, where they took the property, and the whole shaila is with you, back or not. There's no shaila that they're apostle ladies, they're gazlan. It's a mistake. It's an honest mistake. I thought the whole idea of being in the Napoleon show was more interesting than the shaila, but still, it was nice. Okay, so Rav Kahana, Shakal Bitko Ba'are, same case. The flood came, not at the border, and then he built up the border on the wrong part of the property. Azal had a good ba'ar delo today, and he built the wall on the other side of the border. So Azal came to Rabbi Yehuda. So they came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Now here there's a dispute, right? Rabbi Kahana says no. Rabbi Kahana says in my title report it says that this property where I built the wall is mine. And the other guy says no, it's his. So Rabbi Yehuda says to the ma'arer, Azal ati treisa hade, you go bring two witnesses that Rabbi Kahana built the wall on your field. Bring witnesses that this is your property. I'm not sure how it works, but however it works, you bring two witnesses. So he brought two witnesses. Azul ati trei sahade, chad amar tati utsaisa ol, the chad amar close utsaisa ol. One guy says he moved the fence into my field two rows worth. The other guy says it was three rows worth. So you have these two adim seem to be soser each other. One says two, one says three. Chad Amar and Chad Amar. 1-8, 1-8. Okay? Chad Amar, Tarti, did you understand before? Okay. Chad Amar, Tarti, Uzaisa, Ayo, Chad Amar, Tlas, Uzaisa, Ayo. So Amar, Leib, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rav Kahana, Zil Shalim, Tarti, Migo, Tlas. Pay him two, or knock it down two, or pay him two out of three. Rabbi Yehuda combines the two witnesses for the two. And I guess he throws out the guy who says, so at least they agree, that you both agree that you moved into the property two rows. So Amar, Leib, Rav Kahana says to Rabbi Yehuda, Kiman, whose sheet are you holding like? Whose sheet are you holding like that? That you're telling me that I have. That one guy says three, one guy says two. We take the edus together for the two rows. So he answers. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I accept their edus." Here, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, based on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who explains the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Tanya, we have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to edus soseris, right? Right. The two edim that contradict each other. If we accept their edus or not. So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Lo nechlo beisham beishil al shtei kitei edim sheachas omeres mana veachas omeres masayim sheish b'chlam asayim mana. I come to you and I say you owe me $200, and then I bring two sets of witnesses. One set says you owe me 200. One set says you owe me 100. So Rabbi Shimon Lazar says that both beisham and beishil agree that yesh b'chlam asayim mana. Basically, they're each testifying that there's a set of edus on the 100. The other witnesses that testify on 200 are at least testifying that there's 100. So there's no contradiction on the 100. Therefore, you owe me 100. When's the machlokas? Ela nechaku akas achas. On one set of witnesses, meaning there are two witnesses total. She'echad omer mana. One witness says $100, or echad omer masayim. And the other witness says $200. So beis shami omer nechaku edusan. Says you can't combine these two edus, eduyos, because they're so similar. One saying 100, one saying 200. Beis Hillel says, no, even with one set of Edim, two witnesses total, you say Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana, and I'm passing it like that, and therefore one guy says two rows, one guy says three rows, Yesh B'chal, three, two, so therefore there's no Stira, and you have to pay back the two rows. So he says, Amar Leir, kind of says Rabbi Yehuda, V'hai Maisni Lach, Igrasam Yimah Rava, Din Halach, Rav Shimon Elazar. I can bring you some Igeret, some statement, some letter, some piece of paper from Eretz Yisrael that's going to show that we don't pass like Rishon Ben Elazar in this case. So Yehuda says back to him, okay, l'chi toisi, go bring it back. If you can prove it to me that this halacha is not like this, then I'll go that way. But until then, I'm not sure if he's saying until then, or he's saying, yeah, okay, go prove it. This is the halacha that's how I'm passing like. So I just try to figure, what's the machlokas? He may shame by silo by the edus. So, I don't know, maybe you can say that, how do you look at the witness, when you say that, I borrowed $200. You're saying I borrowed two 100s, or I borrowed 200? Because Beishamah says 200 is not 100. As opposed to saying there are two 100s, and maybe, I don't know how to explain the machlokas, I don't know what the difference is between one set and two sets of Edom. But there's a important Ravan. The Ravan says that when we say, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana, it's only if one guy says three and one guy says two. But if the Edom that says three, they say three and not two, and the other guy say two and not three, then they're sosa each other. And then you can't, I mean, it's pasha, but it's important. It's important to point out. Fine. Okay. Hahu gava the dar b'kashta ba'elisa. There was a guy who lived on the upper floor in the city of Kashta, right? That was the name of the place. He lived on the upper floor. Arba shni. He lived there for 4 years. Okay. Asa mari de besa. So now the balabayas, the owner of the house, comes and says, and ashachain suddenly finds him in the upper floor. Amrlei. So he says to this guy, my bais my habesa. What are you doing in my house? Amrlei. So what does the guy answer? He says, miplanya zavinte de zavda minach. I bought it from Ploni, who bought it from you. He doesn't make a claim that he bought it directly from me. He says, I bought it from somebody else. So now the problem is, what's the problem? We've seen this before. You have to establish that Ploni actually made the purchase. Because if you can't prove that Ploni made the purchase, then you don't have a taina. There's no, it's a chazaka shenu taina. And that's exactly what Rav Chiya says. So us the kamei de Rav Chiya, they come in front of Rav Chiya, Amar Lei, and Rav Chiya says to them, I'm moving today. Rav Chiya says to them, "E is lach sahadin darbai iu dezata minay afili chad yoma." If you have edim to prove that Ploni actually sat in this house for one day, then okim alach biyadach. Then I'll maintain the house, or at least the aliyah. I'm not sure it's the aliyah or the house. I'll maintain where you sat for you know, you, it'll be yours, the ilo. But if you don't have witnesses that Ploni sat there for a day, lo, you can't be zocha. You can't be zocha in the house because you don't have a taina. So look at the Rashbam, right? He says, "Apilu chad yoma kedei la'ames dvarecha va'omka biyadecha," in order to verify your words and to keep the house in your hands. Because you have chazaka. So you don't need to bring witnesses that you bought it from this other guy because you sat there for the year. The problem is we need to prove that the guy who you bought it from owned it. You need a proof that he lived there at least for a day. Okay? So that he lived there for a day. So Amar Rav Ava Yasvina Kameda Chavivi. Sorry, Amar Rav. Rav says, Hava Yasvina Kameda Chavivi. Rav says, I was sitting next to my uncle, Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was Rav's uncle. V'amri Lei. And I asked him, why do I have to bring proof that he lived there for a day? V'chi ain't Adam Asu Likach Limkor Balayla, the source for flipping houses in the Gemara. Is it not possible that the guy bought the house and sold it that night? He was a speculator. He knew what the price of the house was. He knew what this guy was willing to buy it. Arbitrage. He got it and he sold it. Why? Maybe he flipped it. I don't understand the flow of the Gemara now. So now, it doesn't seem that there's an answer. And then Rab continues and says, "B'chaziti l'daite," and I went back and I understood the Dasar of Chia, my uncle, she'i amrle, if the Muksuk said originally, "Kamai didi zavneminach," in front of me, I witnessed Ploni buy the house from you, then he would be believed. Doesn't have to bring a proof. Be mehemen, migli boy amrle anazavantaminach. Because he has a migli, says, "I bought it directly from you." Okay. What's the connection? I don't know, what's the connection between Rob's question that he lived there, that maybe somebody lives there at night, and saying, "Oh, but now I understood what he said about and came up with his migo." Oh, apples and oranges. I don't understand. I simply don't understand what's going on. I understand each of the two statements individually, but they seem to somehow be flowing. I don't understand the flow. I don't know if the article says anything. I don't understand the flow. Anyway, so the migo, he has a migo. In the second case, if I would have said that I bought it, I saw Ploni buy it from you, and I bought it from Ploni, he's believed. Migo, he could have said, "I bought it directly from you." But the case now that we had before was, he says, "I bought it from Ploni, who lived there for a day." I mean, I didn't see him buy it. So why doesn't he have a migo there? "I bought it from Ploni, lived there for a day. Believe me that he lived there for a day. Migo, that I bought it directly from you." Why doesn't he have a migo there? Also, like a million, like five, six, seven answers in the Rishonim. But I think maybe, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why there's no migo in that case. Why it's only in the second case is there a migo? Let me check in a second. I thought I wrote it down. You hear the question? So he brings down here. I don't understand this answer. He brings down from the Baal Maor, who says that there's no migo because it's very simple to bring Edom. So if it's simple to bring Edom, it knocks up a migo.
Edom, what, like the first guy?
Yeah, it's a simple way, a simple case to bring Edom. And since it's so simple to bring Edom, therefore, obviously, and he didn't, then obviously he's lying. What? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a migo of my freya. I'm not sure to look into it. Why that's not a migo? Back here you have six answers. The question is definitely valid, and there are six answers. But if there's six answers, you never know which one's right. When there's one answer, you know that's the right answer. Okay. So, Rabba continues. Amar Rabba, Kivaseidi Rabbi Chia Mistabra. The din that Rabbi Chia said, that if the Masik was there for 3 years, and he was towing, that he bought it from Ploni, therefore he has to bring Edom, that Ploni sat there for a year, that din is Mistabra, that you have to prove that he lived there for a year. The Katani, as we said, the Mishnah says, Haba Mishum Yerusha, Eino Sarif Taina. Someone who comes because of a Yerusha doesn't need to make a claim. He doesn't have to be towing that his father bought it from the Bailam. But the Gemara makes a diuk, Taina hu delo boi, ha raya boi. He doesn't have to bring a taina, but he has to bring a raya. He doesn't have to bring a taina that his father bought it, but he has to bring a raya that his father actually sat there for a day. That's it. So just like by the Yorish, make that diuk in the Mishnah, by the Yorish apply that same thing to the Mocher. So Rashbam says, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide line. Ain't sorach taina. High taina the other taina must nisa not tamachartili a taina satili b'matana. Ain't sorach yorish liton below mar tamachartila. The yorish doesn't have to say you sold it to my father. Aval raya be'edim shedarbo yom echad mi'abayi. But he has to have edim or proof that his father lived there for at least one year. Because it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Midlokatani habam yishum yerusha ain't sorach klum. Takin hachi. It doesn't say you don't need anything. You need something. So the Beis Halevi points out that mistama you would need a raya that he lived there on the day of his death. Because if I bring a raya that he lived there 4 years ago, what's the proof? I'm coming out to Yerusha. Yerusha means it had to pass immediately from him to me. So if he lived there a couple of years ago, and then maybe he sold in the meantime. So basically he points out that he thinks that you would need that proof that he lived there on the day, or that he owned it on the day of his death. Okay, so he says, just like by the Rav Chiya's Mistaber based on the Mishnah, the Deacon of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. Maybe the Deacon in the Mishnah is with Dilma low raya boy, low taina boy. Maybe the Yorish doesn't have to bring anything that his father lived there. He doesn't have to do anything. The Lashon of Ain Sor of Taina means he doesn't even need a taina. He doesn't need a raya, he doesn't need a taina, he doesn't need anything that his father lived there. So that's one dechia of the comparison. Levi Seymour, the Chia, the other way you could say maybe, you can maybe say, you're right, maybe the Yorish needs to bring a Taina in that case. But Lokeach wouldn't have to bring a Taina, wouldn't have to bring a Raya. Why? Levi Seymour, Shani Lokeach, Lo Shadi Zuzi Bechdi. A Lokeach doesn't just throw away his money. Usually the Lokeach, you know, checks into it. Since he's paying for the property, so B'shas Lekicha, he was very medactic to be Mevarer, that the Mocha was Koneit from the Ma'arer, and therefore maybe he doesn't need a Taino or a Rai at all. So it just goes the other way, look at the Rashbam. Ibai's aim is Shani Lokeach. He says, Afilu im Tomer ki Yorish Tzarech Raya, even if a Yorish needs a Raya, the Darbe Morisha Yom Echad, needs a Raya that the person who was Yorish from lived there for one day, Lokeach Adab Tvei Me'yorish, maybe Lokeach is more powerful than a Yorish, the Lokeach Ilu Lo Brira Le Milsa Devadei Zavna Mocha Lo Baal Nekarka, Lo Habi Shani Lezuz Bichlal. Had he not clearly established in his mind that there was a clear title, he wouldn't have purchased it. Hilchok Badai come and Milsa Shaper Kishla Kachtav Insar Kol Raya Botayna. Maybe doesn't need a Raya or Tayna at all. This is against Rabbi Chiya. So I don't know what the halacha is. Next case, last thing before we'll stop. Ibai Lahu. Now the Gemara has a suffix. It's a din of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said that you have to bring Aidim, that the Ploni lived there for one day. The question is, what type of raya? We have the following case. Ibai Lahu Nira Bo Mai. If Aidim saw this mocher, this Ploni guy, they saw the mocher, meaning the Ma'arer, I think it's the Ma'arer, going to measure. No, I think it's the other way around. They saw the mocher, they saw the middle guy, they saw Ploni going to measure the property. He's got a ruler out, he's got a whole thing, he's walking along the corners of the field. They see him measuring, right? What's the din? Is that proof enough that he bought it? Because you wouldn't really go out and measure property unless you're gonna buy it. Right? So Rashbam says, Ibailo Nirobo Hamokul Kayakze, meaning the middle guy, see Ploni, but also Karka Lamod, Kama Orkov Kama Rokbo Mai. He's measuring how you know it's width and its length. Mi Hashi the Aidus Rayas a Raya ke Aidus Dira. Is this Aidus like Aidus that he lived there or not? So the Gemara says, Amrabai, hehe, yeah, this is good. If the guy was measuring it, that means it's the same thing as if he lived there. Measuring it, you only would measure it if you're going to sell it. Right? So why else is he measuring it? He's measuring it to sell it. Therefore, it's a good raya. Rabba Amar, Abed Inish, the Sayer Arvelov Zavin. It's possible that a person measures a property and then he comes back and doesn't want to buy it. You know, you see plenty of houses before you buy it. You go in, you bring a ruler, you bring an inspector. Something happens, you don't want to buy it. So it's not a complete raya. It's not a complete raya that he lived there. And that would not be a sufficient raya in order to prove that the Moxic has a Taina. Okay. I will finish early, but to stop, it's a good place to stop, so we'll stop here. Have a good day.